And welcome back to Living Blended. I am Colby.
And I'm Megan.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. As long as the kids stay asleep, I'm fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we're like whisper talking.
Mm-hmm. There's a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone was on the struggle bus to get to bed today.
He was on the struggle bus, I think, period, today.
Yeah. But the dogs are occupied.
Yes, they have a snack.
Mm-hmm. So they shouldn't bother us.
I'm hoping.
So they'll bother us.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that Lila will just sail right through her snack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do we have going on?
I don't know. We have Halloween coming up. We got our costumes ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
I know. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Although I'm a crocodile, a themed crocodile, but I'm a crocodile.
Never smile at a crocodile. I'm not going to smile at you the whole night.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Maybe I'll smile at you.
Okay. Yeah, I used to go to work dressed as I have a bunch of different animal costumes. I think you've seen my pig costume. Mm-hmm. I got a giraffe costume.
It's really hot.
I got a bunch, all the farm animals and zoo animals. But I'm a crocodile.
I'm Tinkerbell.
You're Tinkerbell. Their bio mom's Wendy. And
the boys are Peter Pan and Captain Hook.
Yeah. So we'll see how long they make it with their swords before we take them away.
Three blocks.
Three houses.
No. Wow. It's a little more generous.
I don't know. We'll see. It should be fun, though. But yeah, we got Halloween coming up. Halloween is one of the, holidays that isn't really in our decree, but it's one where we kind of share and all do it together. So, I think it's a good time for them to see their biological parents and their step parents all kind of getting along. Not like we're not around each other all the time.
Yeah. Baseball and just stuff that we do.
Yeah. But that's the other thing that started up is baseball. Yes, that is. Both of the kids are in baseball.
Yes, one is very serious about baseball. The other takes a whole lot of breaks during practices.
More breaks than throws, probably. Yeah. But he's four. I hope he'll come around.
I think he's going to be a theater kid.
He's probably, I think he's going to be a theater kid, too.
Yeah,
I'd be for that. I like that. That'd be so busy, though.
Theater's like climate controlled, though.
It's what?
Climate controlled.
Oh, it's all climate controlled. Yeah. That's why I like when Carter plays...
Basketball,
yeah.
Yeah, Texas, and even in September, we're sweating it out.
Yeah, it's still hot.
Yes.
Especially when you're at the ball fields for...
That's 27 hours.
That's close. Yeah. But I mean, what were we... We were there for like 5 hours last week.
Yeah.
Not bad. There were plenty. I think if I get the travel ball, we're going to be there for 12 hours a day for the entire weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to get to that. But yeah, looking forward to Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
We go and trick or treat every year with a family friend. Yeah. And their three kids. So I don't know what they're dressing up as. I haven't asked them. Or maybe I did. I know. I think I did.
I think you said that they mentioned it, but you couldn't remember what it was.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Okay. So we made it a whole 3 minutes before the dogs interrupted us.
I needed a lengthier snack.
Yeah, apparently. Okay. So what are we talking today?
We're talking about extended family.
Mm. What's extended family?
I think it kind of goes a little... I mean, it really depends on how you define family, but I think that it can be as traditional as grandparents and aunts and uncles. It can also be like extended family friends. Really just those people who are not in your core circle and how to, include that in your blended family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when we started talking about this, I've only ever looked through the lens of our situation with that, like looking at your parents and how they handled Carter and Caden, and never really thought about, maybe a set of grandparents or an uncle or an aunt that didn't have any exposure to that and were just kind of put into that role,
You're saying that like extended family who haven't had any blended family experience?
Right, okay. Right. Where your family is not that way.
No, my family is not that way.
Yeah,
we are the blended of blended families.
Right. Your dad and your stepmom they don't have any kids together, do they?
No, not biologically.
Yeah, not biologically. Yeah. But she had four.
She has four from a previous marriage. And she was actually in a blended family then. So she had who was her stepdaughter at the time, who she still keeps in contact with, even though she and her father are not together, four with him. And then my dad had three. And so altogether there's technically eight of us.
Yeah.
Ranging from upper 40s to low 20s, mm-hmm. like in age. And then all but two have kids. Not just the youngest two. Maggie and Preston are the only two that they don't have kids. It's coming, I'm sure. But
yeah.
Because one just got married and the other one is engaged. But everybody else has kids. And so my parents are grandparent extraordinaire because they are constantly... And, you know, doing the grandparent thing. But yeah,
it's... And some of those kids, too, are part of a blended family.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's, I mean, like I said, her oldest stepdaughter, Shelby, she was not born into a blended family, but that's how she and Amy, my stepmom, you know, kind of got to know each other, was because that was her stepmom at the time. And so, you know, she has two kids. And then I have two older sisters who are not biologically my biological mothers, but they're biologically my father's. Mm-hmm. And then they each have children, some of whom have, children and stepchildren of their own.
Yeah. And if you're charting at home, you probably
there's lots of webs, but yeah, it's,
this is a weeping willow or what's the like Disney tree, you know, like the treetop tree that I'm thinking of,
but I can't remember what it's called. Oh, okay. But yes, there's a lot of forks and a lot of branches, and, I think we do pretty well.
Yeah. I think we're lucky.
Oh, very lucky.
The boys get exposure to that because your mm-hmm. parents kind of just open, like it was open arms.
Oh yeah, 100%. And I think in that situation, we're very lucky because they, you know, we were a blended family to begin with. They didn't know any, you know, not that they don't know any different, but like ever since my dad married my biological mother, you know, 40 years ago, it's been a blended family, and mm-hmm. he's been a part of blended family life. And then, my stepmom, when she got married, to Charles again, like 40 years ago or more than that, 45 years ago, like, you know, that's just always sort of been their thing.
Right.
And so, yeah, there's no, you know, they don't use like, oh, these are my step grandkids or my step, you know, whoever. They don't really differentiate. And I love that.
Yeah. Okay. So what about how to introduce or when to introduce?
I think that's going to differ by, I guess by family and things like that. But I think well after, you know, whatever you're in your relationship, new boyfriend or girlfriend, I think once that is established and you're pretty dang sure that it's going to be for the long haul, I think then you can start slowly, introducing and doing it softly, like, you know, talking about your parents or talking about, you know, showing pictures of or telling stories about, you know, things like that to sort of breed familiarity.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of how we did it, like how I did it with them, with you.
Yeah.
That very similar.
Yeah.
Did you have any experience with like his extended families, like being introduced to him too early or like when you were growing up? Or was it more just the guy?
It was.
Because I know we've talked about that a little bit.
Yeah. I didn't meet like many of my much of my mother's husband's family, unless they had kids of their own. In which case it was pretty immediate I think that is a common thing to do, is to introduce kids right away. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but I think it's a pretty common thing to do, because it makes for, you know, super easy play. We're on a play date or whatever it happens to be.
Oh, yeah. You're saying like if you're dating somebody and you both have kids.
Yeah, right. But yeah, there was a couple of her husbands one in particular that I'm thinking of, that we lived with his parents for a little bit. Mm. And I mean, they're perfectly nice people. I do think we were maybe introduced a little bit early because but I think that was also like out of necessity because we ended up living there.
Right.
So, yeah, I didn't have a whole lot of experience with that, like with extended family. I know my stepmom, prior to my dad's marriage right now, had two sisters and, her dad, who I really, really liked, and, was introduced to them fairly slowly. I also thought that I share her sister's.
Your dad's...
My stepmom, Julie. My ex-stepmom, Julie. She had two sisters.
Oh, she had two sisters.
Who I was fairly close with. I'm still friends with.
And Julie's dad, you're saying?
Yeah, and Julie's dad.
Right, right. Your grandfather.
Yes, he is since deceased, but I'm still friends with them on Facebook, which I don't mean anything, but neither one of them live here. And they've been divorced for, 25 years or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I think it can kind of depend on how you're introduced and really how willing that family is to accept, to accept new children into their lives.
Right. Yeah. Because some of them, grandparents don't have a say in any of the grandchildren that come into their lives, but having a, an already established relationship, like trying to introduce a kid who is 12 years old into this brand new person who is their grandfather or their grandmother or their aunt or uncle or whatever. It's probably important to do that same soft introduction with the grandparents maybe, or the extended family.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Talking about the kids, showing pictures
and all that,
getting them, cause it'll give them some familiarity with engaging in conversation, especially if they're older.
Right. I think that can be, another way in which I think that we're very much blessed is that our boys were young, when you and I got together and they're going to know their whole lives, Papa and Gammy. And,
they're not going to remember anything different. Right. They're probably not even going to remember a lot of the stuff that we're doing now.
Yeah. Yeah. But so I think that really helps. It also really helps that we have, siblings who have kids around the same age. Like I have nieces and nephews who are either a year younger or older, on either side of the boys. So it's just one big old, kid fest when we go over to do stuff at my parents' house. Sorry about that.
It wasn't even the kids especially, it wasn't even like a family thing. It was more just, hey, here are your friends that, are your family.
Yeah.
When they met, they weren't. Yeah. Lilo agrees.
Yeah. Lilo does agree.
And she wakes up the kids. I'm going to punt her out the front door.
She said, Pablo and Gammy love me too. Even when she scratched Gammy up last week.
She did. So I think age would be, you don't have a say in it.
No, you don't.
How old the kids are going to be.
Right.
I
was saying, I think it's easier for the grandparents or the extended family. I also think it's easier for the kids.
Yes. Oh yeah. I think so.
For sure. Cause I was older, than the boys are when my parents split, when my biological parents split. And then when the age subsequently got remarried and so I think maybe that's why I had, it just wasn't as quite as easy, as this has been. This is, I feel like, especially with when it comes to my parents and even like my siblings, it's been pretty seamless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I mean, coming from a blended family probably helped that a lot.
Yeah.
An already blended family.
Yeah, I definitely think so.
Okay. So what are some ways that, to kind of get them involved?
I think events, my parents like coming to sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
My younger brother was a baseball kid, and we spent many, many, many a Saturday and all kinds of practices and everything, like carting him around to practices. And so they're very familiar with baseball life.
Yeah.
And so
we're lucky there too.
Yeah. That they enjoy coming to stuff like that. They genuinely enjoy watching kids play baseball.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that was just sort of just bred into them over time. But yeah, I think inviting them to sporting events, birthday parties, I'll say this to my parents' benefit, or not to their benefit, but to their, just to kind of show who the kind of people that they are. My parents do not do kid birthday parties at all. They usually will take the grandkids out one-on-one to do a birthday dinner after.
Yeah.
Because they don't enjoy kid parties, which I fully understand.
Nobody enjoys kid parties.
But the first year that they were invited to a birthday party, they showed up because they knew how important that was.
Yeah.
Because they knew that they didn't have, that relationship built up with them yet to hey, let's go out. And now they'd be fine just to be oh, hey, we're going to take them to dinner instead. And the boys would be totally fine with that. And they'd be totally fine with that. But, they knew that they still were working on building that relationship.
Yeah. But not everybody's as lucky to have that kind of mindset. Yeah. So sometimes it's going to be up to the parents to, really stress that, hey, this is really important. Here's why it's really important to me. And here's why I think it's important to the kids.
Right.
Can you make that exception?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's probably easy to kind of go back to the biological, grandparents having only biological children. that could be an example of showing, or maybe not an example, but like an opportunity. That's also a terrible word, but an opportunity to show favoritism towards a biological kid. So if you were to do something like Papongami, if they were to take all their kids on a one-on-one date, I remember reading something that was like a grandparent felt like, well, if I stop doing that, this kid, right, that I've known since infant, because it's my daughter or son's biological child, you know, they might see this as I want to make sure that they know they're included.
Right.
So I want to keep doing this with them and make them feel special because this new person is coming into their life and I don't want them to forget they're special. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that would just isolate the other kid.
Right.
So I think the overarching thing to all of it is just they're all grandchildren. They're all your nieces and nephews. Yeah. It doesn't matter if they're step biological or whatnot.
I was reading an article. I can't remember. It was I think it was on stepmomming.com, but I'm pretty sure. But it was, I can look it up and we can link it in the show notes. But it was talking about that, like, there's no two ways about it. Like, there's no, you know, nice way to cut it, that a divorce creates fractures and creates fissures in a kid's sort of well-being and in their, how they view relationships and family and things like that. Mm-hmm. And the more people you can have to sort of go back in and fill those fractures and to help fill, you know, fill that, to not be cheesy about it, but fill those fractures up with love and, you know, help heal those fissures, then, you know, all the better.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't think it matters that it's not their biological aunt. It's love that is poured into them that helps to re-cement, you know, relationship cracks that were there. And just to let them know that they're loved.
So, yeah.
Like when my sister was like, hey, I want to come to Carter's baseball game. Absolutely. Come to Carter's baseball game. Like,
right.
You know, just to hang out. And I did tell her that she's never allowed to bring gum again, but
why? Cause she gave gum to,
do you remember when she gave gum to Caden and he ate it?
Oh yes. Oh, he ate an entire bag of Big League Chew.
And then 2 o'clock that morning, we all smelled it regurgitated and had to get new bedding.
Yeah. We had to throw that sheet. It was bad. not fun.
Not at all.
And it kind of speaking to those fractures, having a shared custody agreement can limit the exposure that they get to.
Yeah.
But both sets of grandparents, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I know their mom spends a bunch of time with, like, when the kids are with her, at her parents, which I think is really good for the kids to see, because they're incredible grandparents. Mm-hmm. So yeah, anytime they're here with us, there are times where we go to family events, like your family events, and we might not have the kids on that day. But I think it's probably important for the extended family to at least, you know, understand the custody agreement.
Right.
Because if you can be flexible, try and be flexible and do those events. You know, sometimes Thanksgiving's going to happen on Thanksgiving.
Right.
But you could, there are ways around it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there are different ways that you can celebrate.
They're pretty good about, like, trying to fit as many puzzle pieces together as possible.
Yeah.
But I also think it makes it doubly important to, you know, to come to those events. Like, because, I mean, I think both her parents and my parents have come to events on, and your mom have come to events on weekends that weren't necessarily ours. Like, come to a sporting event, like, and the kids didn't, it's not our weekend to have the kids, so it's not like time that they would normally see my parents.
Right.
Or that her parents came to an event, it's not her weekend, so it's not like times that they would normally see them.
Right.
But, you know, creating that, finding that extra time to create.
Yeah.
You know, when and where you can.
Right. And that's, I mean, that's important to just have it, like we're talking about Halloween and how we're all getting together. Mm-hmm. Getting the entire extended family together is important too. Because really, birthdays are an opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess sporting events, but they're also really like limited and the kid only kind of, you know, sees it from afar most of the time if they're participating in the sports, but there are very limited opportunities to do that.
Right.
So
I think even if they are seeing it just from the other side of the fence though, I think that that's still, I think meaningful and impactful. Like they know who's there and who's not, just, you know, like they know who's there to cheer on them on and support them.
Yeah.
Like there's been many times where Carter's like, he'll go to bat or whatever and he'll check and make sure that whoever we are, you know, who's sitting out there at the time, that we're all watching.
Mm-hmm.
So I know he likes having that support.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think while we're on the topic of, like, you know, family involvement and things like that, we need, you know, thinking about what kids call those people.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's like a grandparent or an aunt, figure or anything like that. Like, did they call them by their first names? Did they call them? And I think somehow age can come into play here too. Like, I mean, if it's a, you get married and your, you know, stepchild is a teenager, they're 16 years old, it's probably going to feel a little bit, inauthentic.
Forced. Yeah. Yeah.
To, you know, to like adopt like a grandparent name or something like that.
But you could stick with the classic.
A grandma?
Just grandma and grandpa. Like, you don't, like, there, to me, there's nothing like a Papa and Gammy and Jim Papa. Like, these are like kind of fun names that you
My sister goes by Gigi.
Early on. Yeah. Yeah. As a grandma, your sister goes by Gigi.
Yes. She's by Gigi. Or Gigi. But yeah, I think like keeping the nicknames that are, you know, grandma and grandpa are pretty standard, but like keeping the nicknames that are already there, especially if there's just like any new kid who was born into the family. Like, you're not going to have, like, my parents are Papa and Gammy, and my biological mother's GK. Like, that's what all the kids who are already around call her. If we, you know, whether it's new kids who are coming in by marriage or new kids who are coming in by birth, they're not going to get, like, different nicknames, you know, per kid.
Well, do you think there'd be a benefit to, like, allowing the kids to kind of pick the nickname, give them ownership of it, if they're young? There could definitely be confusion there.
I think there could be confusion.
Well, confusion from
everybody. Like, I mean.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I have nicknames for you that nobody else has nicknames for you.
I think that that's
like Pookie Bear.
You don't call me that ever. No, but also, it's not like I have, you know, they have multiple grandchildren calling them all the same thing. I don't have multiple husbands. I kill all the other ones.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, yeah, I don't have multiple husbands all calling me Pookie Bear, which, by the way, he never, ever calls me that, ever.
Okay, Pookie Bear. Okay,
please stop. You're gross. I think that keeping...
It's definitely easier to keep it.
Name. Keeping it, but also...
I think there could be a benefit to allowing the kids to choose the nickname. I know it's going to cause, it could cause a little bit of confusion, but I think for the most part, the confusion would settle over a couple months. Like, not very many interactions. They're like, oh, well, that's what they call, you know, the same person that I call Pawpaw, they call Pops.
Yeah, I think the concern with me there is that, you know, especially if, like, ours had, like, given my parents different nicknames than the ones that they already had, then they may feel that, like, they're not quite as important because they don't use the same nicknames as...
Which one? Like, the new...
Yeah. Like, if kids, they... The new grandchildren? Yeah. That they might feel, like, lesser than because they don't use the same... Like, if, like, all these other... There's six other kids and they all call them these nicknames, but we use something separate.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, why... What about giving them the option? You know, all of their grandchildren call them Papa and Gammy. Do you want to call them Papa and Gammy? Or would you like to pick something else out? I don't know. I'm probably splitting hairs here.
Yeah, I think so a little bit. Like, I have no problem with being like, that's their names. So, but I mean, it wouldn't matter if it was, you know, like I said, kids by marriage or kids by birth. Like, I feel like once your grandparent name is established, that's your grandparent name.
That's your grandparent that's name your for grandparent all grandparents. Name for all,
yeah. My grandmother, my maternal grandmother was Gee.
See, and I never, like, my grandparents,
grandma and grandpa,
were grandma and grandpa to me. But and there's a
must be pretty, a Yankee thing, babe.
Well, there's a pretty wide gap between me, the youngest in my immediate family, and my I don't know any of my father's siblings' kids, but my mom has several brothers and sisters, and they all had children later in life. Like, I think the oldest was born when I was 10, somewhere around there. Like, there's a decent age gap. So at the point where they started talking, even all of them weren't even born before I left New York, before I got out, like, when I was 18. And they all called them different, like, they called them Fifi and Poppy. And I'd never called them Fifi and Poppy. Like, they were always grandma and grandpa to me. But there wasn't a whole lot of overlap there when I was calling them grandma and grandpa and they were calling them Fifi and Poppy.
Yeah.
But it didn't really stand out to me. Like, I was still, at 18, I'd still call them grandma and grandpa. And there's an 8-year-old there calling them Fifi and Poppy.
I think it's different when they're all relatively young.
Yeah.
Like,
but the name stays.
Yeah, the name stays.
Like, I mean, the oldest is 27 now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she still calls him Fifi and Poppy.
I don't know. I like the idea of everybody using the same grandparent names.
Yeah. No. I'm not against it. I was just kind of throwing the idea out there.
It was more just the fact that, like, I wouldn't want, I'd like, somebody to be like, oh, well, you don't call me, you know, Paw Paw, don't call me Gammy, call me by my first name. Like, that seems weird. Like,
yeah.
That seems to differentiate in a negative way.
Right. I totally agree with that, Pookie.
Yeah. God, please stop.
Okay. And we talked about treating biological and step the same.
Yeah.
Right? Just treating kids equally. Was there anything else you wanted to add to that?
I think making sure to extend those invites, because I think sometimes with, I think especially like with, if you're in like a quote unquote step grandparent sort of role, you don't really know if that's welcome. Like there was grandparents breakfast at Carter School last Friday. And, my parents were just like, oh my God, thank you so much for inviting us. Like they were really thrilled to be invited. And I don't think it's something that they would invite themselves to necessarily.
Oh yeah.
Because they don't know if they're, yeah, you know, like, you know, crossing a line or crossing a boundary or anything like that. So I think that just kind of being cognizant of like, no, we want you to participate in things like that. Like we want these kids to have all the love from all the people that they possibly can.
Yeah.
And so whether that means they have, you know, everybody has different schedules and work schedules and pretty much they all live fairly far away. Or, you know, they're in the Metroplex, but it's an hour and he starts school early. So,
yeah.
So it would be, it's a haul for any of them to kind of get here that early in the morning. But, you know, whether it's one grandparent that shows up or four who show up, like, or five or six or however many, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think there's such a thing as having, like, too much love for a kid.
Right. It's worth noting, you're saying, just to be vocal about that with them.
Yes.
Because they might not have the same, they might not know your viewpoint on it.
Right.
And they might not share the same viewpoint.
Yeah.
You know, they may think that, like you said, that they're intruding and that it's not their space. But
yeah.
Our belief is, no, like, all grandparents are created equal. Mm-hmm. All aunts and uncles are created equal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely room at the table, you know, mm-hmm. For everybody to participate and for everybody to be there.
Yeah.
Because ultimately it's about like showing it for that kid. It's not about, you know, you're in my spot or anything like that. It's, you know, this kid has love, you know, times however many people who are sitting in there with him.
Right. Yep.
So.
Okay. Anything else on this topic?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't know that we have a plan for the next one. We haven't talked about it, but that'll be in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So until then, bye.
Bye.